Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the A&M Commerce Counseling Center, Dr. Nick Patras. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, we're going to talk some more about the situation concerning the coronavirus with so many people at home now and away from their normal routine. USA Today had a very good article on this, Nick, called Five Ways You Can Feel More in Control of Your Life During the COVID-19 Pandemic. And we're going to touch on some of those points there. One thing that they observe in the articles, you may have lost track of what day it is. And I think I've experienced that myself. You're not sure if it's Tuesday or Wednesday or what day.
Yes, because normally in any given week, we know that we get up and start going to work on Monday, and we do that for 5 days in a row, and then we stay home for a couple of days. That normally.
Yeah.
And we've lost that. We've lost those goalposts, and I think that can be challenging that our routine is so disrupted. And that's a word that I keep coming back to. Mm-hmm. All of us are in a state of disruption.
Mm-hmm. My wife last Saturday said, well, it doesn't really matter that it's Saturday. It's just another day, you know. So it's just kind of sad in some respects.
Yeah.
Because we look forward
absolutely
to Saturday and Sunday. So in this USA Today article, it says the first step is accepting we're not in control. That kind of sounds a little bit frightening, but in a lot of respects, we're not. And you kind of have to go with the flow there a bit.
Right, and I'm gonna sound more like a philosopher today than I am a counselor, but I think that's good again for all of us. Is how much control do we have in our daily lives? Yes, we feel like we go to work, we come home, we have dinner, we watch some news or our favorite program, but ultimately in situations like this. Horrific disasters, and certainly a pandemic falls in that category, we literally have very little control. And it sounds awfully simplistic, but just the mere fact of sitting with oneself and saying, I literally have very little control in this moment. I'm going to do the best I can to be safe with my family, take care of my family, but ultimately, until the scientists figure out a vaccine, until this runs its course this time, there's not a whole lot of control that I have over this.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do the things that we do have control over, but sometimes I think we as adults get into the mindset that we can control everything, and that's usually when, as we say, Mother Nature will show you differently.
Yeah. The article says, and you kind of touch on this, there are things you can control, and
yes,
those are the things to focus on.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, what time I get up, how I structure my day, if I'm working from home, I'm going to start at 8 and stop at noon and have some lunch. Try to maintain the control over the things that you can.
We're talking with Dr. Nick Patras, and Nick is the director of the Counseling Center at A&M Commerce. One of the recommendations is, and we talked about this a little last time you and I talked, to have a structure to the day, and you just kind of referred to that. But one of the things recommended here is to make a to-do list. You know,
yes,
write down the things, and that gives you some sense of control, I think.
And a sense of accomplishment. I'm even that way with my project list. There's something about, regardless of if the project list is on my Microsoft Office program or it's on a scratch, you know, a piece of paper, uh-huh, or legal pad, the act of being able to line through something when it's completed gives us a sense of accomplishment.
Well, I
and
agree.
Again, that gives us some control.
I'm that way too. That does feel good to check that thing off, and you feel like you've achieved something that way.
Absolutely.
Of course, absolutely. Recommendation is made, and I think people are doing this pretty well, maintaining relationships with friends and family.
Yes, we talked last week about, you know, we're hardwired for social connection, and it is so important to find ways to, with our family, maybe even distant family, if you can't be together, drive over to their homes, sit out in your car, talk to them while they're on the front porch, pick up the phone, use social media, stay in touch with your friends and family, because now more than ever, we need that social connectedness as we navigate this period of uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time, but there was one other thing. This was in a different article, but I thought this was very valuable, and that is to kind of ease up on the 24-hour news cycle. Give yourself a break from all of that.
Yeah, I heard it said that give ourselves go on a news diet. Because basically, we're hearing a lot of negative information. We're hearing, as we mentioned earlier, horrific numbers of people who've lost their lives due to this virus. Yeah. So, yes, I think it's important to restrict the amount of information we get, and also make sure we're getting it from a fact-based source.
Right.
That it's not, you know, our Aunt Harriet who heard something from someone else who had heard it from someone else, and it's not factual, you know, science-based information.
Nick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you so much, John Mark.
Dr. Nick Patras, director of the A&M Commerce Counseling Center. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.